主啊，我们在这里，我们承认你是至高丰富的神。
You are so wealthy that you have given us the greatest gift, the salvation.
主啊，你是那么的丰富，你甚至将最大、最美好的礼物，你的儿子赐给我们。
Lord, we want your wealthiness in every area in our life this morning.
神啊，今天早上我们愿意在我们的生活的各层面都是丰富的。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
请坐。
We have read verse 10 to 19 in 2 Chronicles, verses 10 to 19 only.
我们读到历代志上29章第十节到19节而已。
I'd like you to encourage you to go back and read chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 18.
我要鼓励你们回家的时候就要从这一章的圣经29章从第一节读到
18节。Why David now said in verse 19 to 20?
为什么呢？因为在第一节到第十九节，大卫王说些什么呢？
So now he says in verse 19.
Yeah, 他在第一节到第九节的时候，
he's talking about divine dignity and the riches of our God.
后来到了第十节开始十一节的时候，他就讲到神的尊荣和丰富。
So he starts in verse 11.
所以就他就在第十一节里面说。
Just read in Chinese.
耶和华尊大，能力、荣耀、强盛、威严都是你的。凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
David is saying, who can proclaim verse 11?
在这里呢，大卫王他就说，谁能够宣告在这个十一节里面的？
Only a wealthy God will have a boldness to say this.
只有一位至高丰富的神才能够说出这一个形容耶和华的话。
Let's analyze what David said.
来，我们来慢慢分析大卫王讲的是什么。
Thy Lord is the greatness.
第一，他说我们的这位的神是尊大的，是最伟大的。
He is greater than all the universe that you can see with your eye.
对，他能够比这个宇宙你眼睛所看到的更加的伟大。
Look at this Niagara Fall.
哎，我们这里我们又看到这个 Niagara Fall 瀑布。
If you have toured there, you say, "Whoa!" You shout like this.
假如你看到那个瀑布，你就觉得那个瀑布实在很雄伟。
But I tell you one thing.
但是我告诉你，
Our God is greater than the Niagara Fall.
我们的神比这个尼加拉的瀑布还要伟大。
Because he is wealthy.
因为他是丰富的。
So secondly,
第二点，
David said God is powerful.
大卫王说，耶和华，你是何等的有能力。
Only our God is powerful.
只有我们的神，唯有他是大有能力的。
Scientists may say the atomic bomb is powerful.
科学家或许说原子弹是很有能力的。
But I tell you, God is saying I am more powerful than atomic bomb.
但是神要告诉我们，他比一粒的子弹还有更大的能力。
He is so powerful.
他是非常有能力的。
The good news is his greatness and powerful can fulfill his will in your life.
他的尊大，他的大能，却能够在我们的生命中完成。
Never ever feel that I can fulfill the will of my own life.
你不要一直想我自己我能够完成神的旨意在我自己的生命里。
Dear friend, only God can fulfill his perfect divine will in your life, whether you are young, middle age, or old.
Yeah, 亲爱的朋友，年轻的弟兄姐妹，年长的，唯有神 能够在你的生命里面完成了神在我们生活里面的心意和旨意。
Then Paul continued. David continued. God is glorious.
接下去，大卫王他形容我们的神是荣耀的。
Glory because he is so beautiful.
他看到神是多么的完美。
We see God who he is, mighty, glory, and beautiful.
我们也看到神的尊大，他的全能。现在我们也看到他的完美荣耀。
So why we today live here on earth for?
所以我们今天活在这个世上有什么目的呢？
Is to behold the glory and the beauty of God.
乃是因为我们要来瞻仰我们的神的荣美，他的能力和他尊大。
He is the source and the essence of greatness in my life and in your life.
他就是在我们的生命中最伟大、最尊荣的。
So he expressed these three characteristics of our wealthy God.
所以我们这一个大卫呢，他就讲出了这一位丰富的神，他的全能，他的尊大和他的荣耀。
We go to our next outline. Why did he proclaim that?
为什么大卫呢？他要这样子来宣告我们的神是这样子的呢？
My main outline is offering back with thanksgiving.
最大的目的呢，就是我们因为神是那么大，那么荣美呢，我们就是带着感恩的心归献给他。
I want you to think in reality on earth.
我们来看看在世上这个真实的
事。If everything you have, you say, it belongs to me.
假如我们所有的东西，我们说是属于我的。
You know what's your next step?
你知道在下一步你要做什么呢？
You will do what you please.All that in your possession.
你就在你所拥有的事上，你还有再继续去做。
Without the third person in the Trinity to guide you through the Holy Spirit, and you may be in danger.
假如没有圣灵在你的生命中来引导你呢，你有这种的想法呢，你就会遇到危险。
This is a fundamental truth.The mistake made by the world opinion.
这就是一个基本的真理，但是世上的人却没有这样子来做。
Worldly people say, no, not everything belongs to God.
世界的人会说，不是每一件事情，每一件东西是属于神的。
But David knew that his people can contribute to the building of a temple because they know gold and silver.Belongs to the Lord.
但是唯有大卫王他知道他的子民能够大大的奉献来做筑堂的使用，因为他们知道了金和银是属于神的。
So all that I have,
所以我所拥有的
I dare not hoard it and not use it for the God's glory.
我不能够寄存，我不能够自己随意来使用，我要献回给神得到荣耀。
Don't have the flaw, the mistake of the world opinion that everything belongs to me.
我们不要带着世人所犯的错误，就是说我拥有的是属于我的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because everything belongs to God.
因为万物都是从神而来，在世世界里面。
In verse 11.
在十一节。耶和华呀，尊大、能力、荣耀、强盛、威严，都是你的；凡天上地下的，都是你的；国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
So the Bible says, all that God has given you, you be a good stewardship.
所以呢，圣经里面说，你现在拥有的。你要好好的来使用。
Second reason why we offer back to God.
第二个原因，为什么我们要将神赐给我们的，我们回归献给他呢？
What you have given us come from your hand.
第二点就是我们把从你而得的我们献还给你。
So David understand clearly, he said, everything come from you.
大卫王他很清楚地明白我们所拥有的都是从神而来的。
Simply because it belongs to you, Lord.
因为这一些呢都是属于神的。
That is what in verse 14.
所以在14节里面有说，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。
Do you understand the Bible concept?
对，你看到圣经写的这么清楚吗？
Thirdly,
第三点，
we have to give generously, willingly, freely.
我们就是要很乐意，很自由，很慷慨的来奉献。
This morning my key word is, our God is generous.
今天早上我所要注重的就是我们的神是一个非常慷慨的神。
So it is one thing that we give generously.
所以呢，我们能够很慷慨的来奉献。
But if we do not do it willingly,
但是假如我们没有乐意的来先奉献，
then there is something wrong in our generosity.
那我们的慷慨就有问题了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Throughout in the history of ancient history, you know, and in the Bible,
从这个圣经古代的历史当中，
the king will go around and by force ask you to donate money for a purpose.
当时的君王呢，他们就会因着某些目的，就到家家户户那边勉强他们一定要奉献出
来。 But I want you to look at the leadership of David.
但是我要你们看到，当大卫做王的时候，他的做法却不是这样。
He never go from door to door knocking.
他没有一家一家去敲门。
And collecting people at the point of a sword. You don't give, this is my sword,
yeah,
the king's authority.
他在家家户户勉强他们，带着刀剑勉强他们。假如你们不奉献，我的刀剑就拿出来。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样子
说呢？ Let's see verse 17.
我们来看十七节。我的神啊，我知道你查验人心，喜悦正直。我以正直的心乐意献上这一切物。现在我喜欢见你的名，在这里都乐意奉献于你。
David is praising the people.On behalf of the people before God.
这个大卫王，他就是代表了他所有的人民，在神的面前来称赞他的人民如何奉献。
You read chapter 29, verse 1 to 18, they have given silver and gold, how many ton, how many ton, you go and read, you'll be amazed of the giving.
在这个第39章的时候，你就会看到大卫王的居民全部他们所奉献的也是极其的丰富，就比如呢有金银还有其他的东西。
David said, Lord, I know you are testing the heart of my people in their giving.
大卫王在这十七节里面说，神啊，我知道借着我的百姓的奉献你在查验他们的心。
They are willing and with honest intention of giving.
他们是乐意的，而且是诚实的来献上。
Now I will praise them on their behalf for you, Lord.
所以呢，
you are glorified.
大卫呢就对神说：“我因着我的百姓这么乐意的奉献，我在你的面前来称赞他们。”
I like the testimony of David praising his people of their willingness and honest intent to give.
我非常的感动，看到大卫他能够来为着他的百姓有正直的心，乐意的去奉献来感恩。
So we have to give freely.
所以呢，我们必定要乐意的奉献。
Now what is the meaning of giving freely?
Yeah, 什么是自由的奉献呢？
David said,
大卫说，
To be able to give freely,
我们要能够很自由的奉献。
My people allow their heart to be tested by God.
就是我的百姓，他们的心让神自己来查验。
And when God is pleased with our integrity of our giving,
但是假如呢，神看到我们是带着诚实、乐意、自由的心来奉献的时候，
Then David said,
大卫王就说，
Their intention of giving is an honest, honest intention.
大卫说，他们的奉献乃是带着诚实的心来奉献。
So as I meditate upon this verse,
所以当我在思念这节的圣经的时候，
If I am freely willing to give,
假如我很自由很乐意来奉献，
I am not showing how proudful I can give,
我就是不是在说我是多么的骄傲能够奉献，
But I am showing the manifestation of God that He is a wealthy God.
但是我这样的奉献呢，乃是表明我认识我所敬畏奉献的这一位神是一个丰富的神。
Same thing in the church.
同样在我们的教会里面。
Same thing in the individual giving.
在我们个人的奉献事上。
We receive the passion of giving to manifest God's glory.
我们得到了要奉献那种的热情的时候，我们就表达出神的丰富。
Because this is God's passion.
因为这也就是神的热情。
Can you imagine it's a manifestation of God.
你看到这就是神所表达出来，他将自己奉献给我们。
This is the message of King David.
这就是大卫所讲的信息。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Our generous God.
我们这一位慷慨的神
give life answer in three ways.
在我们的生命中，他是用怎样的方法来给我们答案呢？
Having seen my own life,
我看到我自己的生命
60 odd years old as a Christian,
我60多岁是基督徒
till today,
一直到今天
I reflect myself,
我自己我来回想
and I sum up in three ways.
我就是来很简短的三方面看神怎样垂听
How God answers our giving through a wealthy and a generous God.
神呢是怎样来回应我们呢
How generous in our giving to our wealthy God.
神呢，就是看到我们如何慷慨的来奉献给我们这一位丰富的神。
To be honest, when I was a young Christian,
我很诚实的说，当我初信主的时候
，I have some apprehension.
我的时候，我有一直的有这样子的感觉。
Oh, if I give to the church, tithes and offering,
假如我奉献我的十亿和做其他的奉献。
My income is less.
那我的收入就少了一部分。
So when I got married,
当我结婚了以后
I watched my wife giving attitude.
我就看我的妻子是怎样
奉献。In Malaysia,
我们在马来西亚
we get our pay once a month, not fortnightly in Australia.
在马来西亚我们是每一个月发薪水一次，不像这里每两周发薪。
At the end of the month,
到了最后的一个月的最后一天，
I will receive my salary,
我就能够得到我的薪水。
My wife will receive her salary,
我的妻子她也领受她的薪水。
And tomorrow is Sunday, end of the month.
明天呢就是星期天，就是这一个月的最后一天。
She will sit in our master room.
我妻子呢就坐在房间。
He took out an envelope.
他就拿了一个信封。
I was looking.
我在那里观察他。
What is she doing?
他到底要做什么
？I said, "What are you doing?"
他就问我你在做什么
？This is my tithes offering for tomorrow.
妻子就说我现在预备明天要奉献的十亿。
Inside myself is struggling.
在我的心里面有个挣扎。
At the same time, in my spirit is agreeing of God's principle.
哎，这同时呢，我心里也同意到神的命令。
So I have tug of war.
所以我的心里面呢，就有一个挣扎。
My conviction is don't disturb her.
啊，我心里我的头脑说，我不要去拦阻我的太太。
But my offering.
但是我的
Tomorrow, Sunday,
但是我明天要给的奉献
I take out my purse,
我拿出我的
I open out my purse,
皮带
I pick the most high valuable note,
我就只有拣选里面的很多的钞票里面不是很多里面的钞票里面我选了那一张最高的数目
And one day, God said to me,
有一天的时候，神对我说
You are not tithing.
你没有给十一奉献啊。
Go and add up your children's medical bill.
你去算算看，每一个月你付了多少钱，又花在你的孩子的医药费。
Brother and sister,
在马来西亚
I do not want you to,
Medicare,
I do not want you to learn like me in a hard way.
Yeah, 我不要你们好像我这种不对奉献啊，奉献不对的态度。
Malaysia is no Medicare.、哦、
在马来西亚，我们没有医药，政府没有。
We go and see doctor. The father has to pay for my children's sickness.
Yeah, 我们去看医生的时候，医生说多少钱，我们就付多少钱。
I've come to my conclusion. God knows everything, and I cannot hide.
神样样都知道，所以我不能够再隐藏。
You say, add up your medical bill of the
children. 神吩咐叫我把那一个月我给了医生多少钱。
I add up.
我就照数加起来。
Exactly my 110.
我所给医生的钱其实。就是我的十亿奉献该奉献的钱
That pierced my heart and spirit.
我的心灵里面我就受到了很大的责备和感动
From that day onward until today
所以从那一天起一直到今天
My 110 is never a failure
我很少说我绝对没有奉献十分之一的事次
And this morning
今天早上
I wake up 6 o'clock
我早上六点钟起来
I got a gentle voice.
我好像听到一个微小的声音。
Calculate your tithes.
他就叫我要算算我的十亿奉献。
You know, now, since I entered this church, my tithing is 20%.
自从我来到灵粮堂，我不是十亿奉献。我是奉献20%。
Three ways God is going to answer our life.
在我们的生命中，神要用三个方法来回答我们的祷告。
If God say yes,
假如神说好
，God gives you what you need and not what you want.
神就会给你所需要的，不是要给你所要求的。
Not because our God is poor.
并不是说我们的神是贫穷的神。
It may be he gives you what I want, I might go sinning.
假如呢，神给我们所要求的，我们或许就因此去犯罪。
So if he say yes, my daughter, my son.
所以当你求他的时候，神会说好我的儿子我的女儿我给你
I give you what you need N-E-E-D
我只能够我要给你是给你的需要
That's the first way
这是第一个方法他不是要给我们要求他的
The second way
第二个方法神回应我们的祷告当神说不的时候
Whatever you pray Hey, no, my son, my daughter
当你祷告求什么的时候神说不
He's not saying no in the absolute meaning
他并不是说完全的拒绝你
He said My son and my daughter I'm going to give you better than you ask
他会说孩子你求的我不要但是我要给你的是更好的。
Good or not, brother and sister?
Amen. 这位神是不是良善的神，很好的神
？Faithful God give us the best.
你能够相信吗？神拒绝我们的要求的时候，然后呢，他就给我们最好的，更好的。
Maybe down the road, oh, I asked the wrong thing. Thank you. This is so good.
接下去呢，你就会回想，哦，我求的是错的，现在神给我的是更好的。
That is when God said no.
这就是当神说我不给你的时候。
There's only third way.
还有第三方面。
From what I see in my life.
我在我的生命中，我看到神给我的
力量。If God say wait,
当神跟我说你等一等
，He give you the best.
然后呢，他就给你最好的。
Then sometimes I say, oh, I am so silly. I ask A, but you gave me X, Y, Z, so good, the best.
有时候我们回想的时候，我们就想到当时呢，我们是这么的傻，结果呢，神给我们的就是全部的都给了我们。
I'll testify later on.
等一下我会做见证。
So God always leads us to where we need to be, not where we want to be, even in our position, in our life and work.
在我们的生命当中，在我们的工作当中，神总是引导我们需要去的地方，不是我们想要去的。
God knows the best place you should be in your profession, in your business, in your career.
神知道在你的工作，在你的专业的工作，在你的生意上，神都会知道在哪里是对你是最好的。
Because my God and your God is a dignified God and a God of riches.
因为我们的神是威严的神，也是一个丰富的神。
So with all that A and B have talked, now we say, how do we do it?
刚才我们已经讲到神的特性，还有讲到我们要归献，那我们要怎么奉献呢？
Read verse 18.
我们来看第十八节。耶和华我们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，求你使你的名长存这样的心思意念，坚定他们的心归向你。
Oh, David is a real king of wisdom.
这大卫王实在是一个真实的有智慧的王。
So if your name is David, live after the life of David.
假如你今天你的名字是大卫，你要好像大卫一样
David
said, 的生活。
Giving generously is a loyalty to God.
大卫就是说，当我们很慷慨的来奉献的时候，就是表达我们的心是归向神的。
That's how we give.
这就是
David said,
就是。他奉献时的那一个心意。
That is your loyalty to God.
这就是表达我们尊敬神。
So when you give generously,
所以当我们很慷慨的奉献，
you are actually manifest God's glory.
你就是在彰显神的荣耀。
You know why?
为什么呢？
I believe this conviction.
我心里有这样子的感动
，because I have experienced it.
因为我自己亲自已经经历过。
If God touch my pocket,
假如神触摸到我的皮带，我的皮包
，God will say what?
神会说什么
？I know your heart is loyal to me.
神说，我知道。你的心向我一向都是真实的。
I brought 2 millionaires to the church in Malaysia.
我在马来西亚有带了200,000。
And it was a great blessing to my church.
他们成为了我们教会的很大的祝福。
One day the wife said to me.
有一天他的太太说。
At that time, I am the director of cell group in the church, running over 51 cell group.
那个时候呢，我就是统管教会的所有的小组。
He says, "Thank you for telling my millionaire husband."
一个太太说：“谢谢你，你对我的百万富翁的丈夫的训言。”
He is Malaysia Pumko number 3, richest man in Malaysia.
他就是在马来西亚第三位有钱的百万富翁。
When I expound the principle of money in the church through the Bible,
借着圣经，当我讲到关于奉献的事情，
I didn't know he was sitting there.
我不知道这个富翁在当中。
He was touched by God's principle of managing money.
Yeah, 他就是因着神对理财的原则得到感动。
So when he became a Christian, I migrated to Australia.
后来当他成为基督徒的时候，我已经移民了。
One day he walked up to the senior pastor.
有一天他就到主任牧师的面前。
Very genuine and generous.
他就是很真实也很慷慨的。
We have bought a church, a cinema to be a church.
我们买了教会买了一间的戏院要用来给教会使用。
Pastor, how much you still need for the loan to buy this church in the bank?
他就问牧师啊，我们教会还需要多少钱买下这一间戏院做教会呢？
If I am the pastor,
假如我是牧师，
I would think deeply.
我就会深深的去思想。
Did God speak to you?
神有对你说吗？
So my senior pastor looked at him.
这个主任牧师就问他。
When I went back, I was told this testimony.
当我回去的时候就有这个见证。
No problem, Pastor.
我听到这个见证。这个有钱人他对牧师说，你去教会需要多少钱都没有问题。
He wrote a check.
他就开了支票。
God touched his pocket.
神已经触摸到他的这个钱袋。
God has his heart of loyalty.
神看到他的心对神是忠实的。
So we have to be generous, loyal to God in three areas.
所以呢，我们向神在三个方面要带着那个
Number one,
慷慨和忠实的心。第一点
must have tithing.
我们必定要例行。
The Bible says in Proverbs 22:8 that a generous and a giving man is a blessed man to himself.
在这一个圣经节里面说，一个慷慨乐捐的人就是一个慷慨的人。在这里有一个字个不应该在那边哦，对不起，写错了，是一个奉献。
So there is a principle of proportionality in God's blessing.
所以在神的祝福的里面就是有对比的方式。
It is only 10% of the proportion of 100% of your income.
在这个第一点呢，就是你的收入的 100%， 你只要给神10%。
That is God's principle.
这就是神的原则。
Secondly,
第二呢，
we have to give our time, our talent.
我们要把我们的才能献给神。
Look at David's man in 2 Chronicles 29.
我们看到大卫在这历代志上29章里面看到他们的百姓怎样
奉献。People got gold and silver, he give gold and silver.
那些有金银的，他们奉献金和银。
And people who are skillful, they call the craftsmen, they give up their talent. Oh, I can build this ceiling, King David.
还有一些的有才能的人，他们就奉献他们才能
来
建造教会。
I can build the stage for the church, King David.
我能够为教会来建造这讲台。
These are called talent.
这些都是天才才能。
So this is a way to be generous in your talent.
所以呢，在我们的才能的当中，我们用我们的才能去服侍神。
There are Christians come and say, 牧师，我什么都不能做。
Some will come and say, I can do nothing.
I say, you are too humble.
我说你们太谦卑了。
There are certain talent you have, I don't have.
你们有的才能是我没有的。
So you contribute your talent.
所以你就献出你能够做的事。
So, this is the way we collectively, cooperatively, contribute our talent as a church.
所以我们就是具体的在教会里面，大家献出你们的才能。
You may say, 哎呀，牧师， my talent is like that. Very small.
你或许说，我能够做的只是很小很小的事。
I like to hear that your talent is very small. I like it.
我很喜欢你这样子说，你能够做小事。
You're so faithful in little things, you shall be faithful in much.
假如你在小事上忠心，你能够在大事上更能够做得好。
Don't look at yourself like a dwarf.
你不要看自己好像是一个小矮人。
Look at yourself like a spiritual giant.
Yeah, 你要看你自己是一个属灵的巨人。
There we are all great church.
那我们就成为一个很大的教会。
Time.
我们要奉献。
The third thing we give is time.
我们要奉献时间。
See the clubman say, David, I can build this ceiling. He has to give his time to build the ceiling.
所以呢，在大卫的时候，他的百姓有些是木匠。他要花他的时间奉献做木匠的工作。
Doesn't matter what your profession is, church and friend.
不管今天的事业是什么，你的工作是
什么。I call it the commodity of time is the only thing money cannot buy.
啊，只有这个时间是我们金钱买不到的。
Every time you talk to businessmen,
你每次跟商人谈
，they're always in a hurry.
他们每次都是匆匆忙
忙。They fly from Sydney to Melbourne. It must be early morning flight.
啊，他们要
Why?
要到这个墨尔本去，他们要坐最早的班机。
And airline is not stupid.
啊，所以呢，这个飞机的时间
is 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock flight is the most expensive, even budget airline.
哎，就是6点到7点的班机都是最贵的。
Because they fly to Melbourne.They go to their business appointment, and then by 5 o'clock, they fly back. All done.
他们早晨六点就上飞机了，到了下午五点，事情都做办好了，他们就回来。
They are rushing for time.
所以他们就是抓紧了
他们的时间。Time is the commodity money cannot buy. That's my slogan.
时间是钱买不到的。
I believe that.
我相信这个。
Because God gave us 24-hour time a day.
因为神只有给我们一天24个小时。
It takes me time to prepare a message.
我也要需要时间来预备信息。
I am not Superman.
我不是超人。
Or super spiritual.
我不是特别属灵的超人。
But I'm willing to sit quietly and hear what God is saying in this passage.
我愿意安安静静坐下来听神要讲的话。
Okay, sometimes my wife says something, I say, be quiet, you're disturbing me, I'm listening.
有时候太太要讲话，我叫她静下来，你不要打扰。
Talk to me another hour later.
再过一个小时，你才跟我讲话。
Because I put God first.
因为我把主放在前面。
The time has come for me to listen.
所以时间预备的时候，我需要听神的声音。
So, my dear friend,
所以亲爱的朋
友 your time, your talent, your time, give it generously to the Lord.
你的时意奉献，你的时间，你的才能，你都要尽量的来给神。
I suppose the motivation for giving should not be selfish.
我们要奉献，不应该带着自私的心。
If you are blessed,
假如你已经蒙福了
give,
你就给奉献。
If you give,
假如你奉献
you will receive more,
你就能够得到更多。
The greatest happiness in mankind is to love the source of generosity of God's wealthiness.
所以呢，我们人生最喜乐的一件事呢，就是我们要喜爱神对我们那种慷慨的心，他全然都献给我们了。
So you give,
所以当我们给的时候
you will receive.
你就必定会
These two will run simultaneously.
都是同时发生的。你这边给，那边神就
The world concept.
世界的人的看法
I give.
假如我给了，我给了。
My pocket is less and less and less.
那我的收入呢，就越来越小了。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹
Our God gives us generously.
我们的神很慷慨的给将万物给我们。
Why?
为什么呢？
For the purpose that we might live to glorify God.
就是要我们活着荣耀他。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹。
God is generous to us.
神对我们非常的慷慨，对你们是不是呢？
In reciprocate, we have to be generous to God.
所以我们回报我们对神也是要慷慨。
Don't think give less.And less I have.
不要想说，当我奉献的时候，我自己就少了一部分。
I give four quarters in a circle. God's generosity is revealed.
我们已经看到了神的丰富。
That's what David said.
这是大卫说的。
And because of God's generosity,
因为神很慷慨。
We give more to God.
我们就给神更多。
If you can give more than 10%, that's why you cannot fix to 10%.
假如你能够奉献十亿，你能够给更多，你也可以给超过十分之一。
Then God blesses even more.
所以神呢，就会更多的祝福我们。
When I went back to my mission trip, I went back to that millionaire.
当我回到马来西亚的时候，我就去见这一位百万富翁。
Oh, I heard Brother Philip and Grace Su is coming back to Penang.
当他听到我们回家的时候
，He said, "You only stay in my house."
他就说你只要住在我的家。
Of course, I was excited.
我听到我很兴奋。
And I went into his.The room that he prepared for me.
我进入他为我预备的房间。
The room is from that wall, this wall.
他的房间就是从那个墙。
And then up to there.
到这边到那边非常广大的房间。
When I look at it compared to my house, it's equivalent to my living room, kitchen, and rumpus.
跟我的家
That's my bedroom he prepared for me.
跟我的家比较呢，他给我的房间就是等于我的厨房、我的前厅、后厅那么大。
I said, brother, you are so blessed. He said, I am so blessed after coming to know Jesus.
他说，我自从我认识了耶稣以后，神给我的祝福很大。
And every morning he would prepare fruit juice for her and for me. Breakfast.
每一天早上呢，他都很好的招待我们。
I know your program in this mission trip is very tight.
Yeah, 他说我知道你来短宣，时间很紧凑。
So when I sleep in the room, I felt that I was sinking in this big room.
Yeah, 当我在睡觉的时候，我感觉到我好像就是沉睡在一个很大的地方。
So God bless him even more.
所以神呢，因为他奉献很多，神祝福他也多。
And he gave back to God through the church building fund.
Yeah, 他就将神给他的，他就奉献当作献堂的见证。
So I end up with a couple of testimony.
所以我再讲一些的见证。
One day,
有一天
there was a 3M manager in Penang, Malaysia.
在马来西亚有一个经理，他是
I was a high school head school science teacher.
那个时候我就是中学的科学老师。
And he come to the school.
他就来到学校。
I buy a lot of 3M product from him.
那个时候我买了很多那个 3M,
I buy software, I buy projector, I buy a tape, everything.
这些东西都是从他买用来教导学生。
And he said to me,
他就告诉我
I give you commission.
他说你买了这么多东西我就给你一些的
I said, You keep your commission
我说你那一个钱呢你不要给我
I don't want this commission
我不要你特别给我的钱
Inside his mind This is a stupid brother
这个经理他听到他
认为我是很愚蠢
的 But he was not a
Christian I sell Christian to him every time I buy something from him
因为那个时候他还不是基督徒每次我买他的货的时候我就把耶稣叫
How?
送给他。
I talk about my testimony.
我就讲到我自己的见证，我的祝福。
他很客气，很礼貌，Thank you, thank you.
他每次都是
Because I buy a lot of 3M product from him.
因为我买他的公司的产品。
One day,
有一天
he became a Christian.
他成为了基督徒。
I said you must have morning devotion.
啊，我说你每一天呢
I am your cell group leader.
每一天呢，你一定要读圣经，因为我是你的小组长。
These are the devotion you read.
啊，我就告诉他要读哪些圣
经。And he read across one verse.
他有一天他读到一节。
That morning he called me up.
他就打电话给我。
But I was in the afternoon school.
Yeah, 我那个时候我是在教下午班。
Hey, how is it, brother?
他就说弟兄你好吗
Oh, I am troubled.
他说我现在心里很烦恼。
This morning I read one verse.
今天早上我读到一处的圣经。
I was thinking.
我就想。
The word of God can trouble you.
啊，神的话是不是给你烦恼呢
Tell me what. He says, the Bible says, I cannot bribe.In my business.
他说我在工作的时候我不可以去贪污贿赂。
He said, I am a businessman.
我是一个生意人。
I must do bribery.
好我一定要做欺诈的方
法。I am not a businessman, brother.
我就告诉他说
But I believe the word of God is powerful.
但是我相信神的话是蛮有能力的。
You want to believe with me the word of God or not? It's up to you.
你要相信神的话不去做吗这是由你决定。
He said, what's the problem? Oh, the head of department ordered a 3M product, how many thousand? 12,000 goods.
他说有一个部门呢他已经订
了 Government department.
12万的产品。
No, 12,000.
就是在政府的部门。
And the head of department said, brother, you must open two invoices.One double the invoice. One is a 12,000 invoice.
哎，这一个政府的部门就告诉他，他说你要开两张单，一个是多少，另外一个是加倍的。
I said no.
Yeah, 这个朋友呢，他说不要。
Go back and say I give you some gift from 3M product. Yes.
Yeah, 他就说我就给你一些的礼物就可以了。
You got problem with all the projector? I give you priority for repair. Yes.
Yeah, 他就给他了一些的利益。
If he doesn't agree, cancel.
假如呢你不同意呢我就不跟你做这一件的生意。
I'm not a businessman, but he got a deal. I tell him to cancel the business.
我虽然不是生意人 我听到这件事我就叫他拒绝跟这个生意。
好谢谢 Brother Philip.
他就说 Philip 弟兄我谢谢你。
One week later,
过了一个星期
he called me in the morning again.
他早上又再打电话给我。
What's up?Brother,
我是问他什么事呢
Praise the Lord.
他说我感谢赞美主
The word of God is living and powerful.
神的话语是带着能力的
What happened? Tell me quickly.
我就问他什么事呢
I cancel that contract.
那一个生意呢我就没有跟他交往
Out of the blue, in the east coast of Malaysia, the head of the same, the head of government department.
还有一个就是政府部门的最高的主任
Order 10 times of 12,000 goods.
Yeah, 他就跟我买了超过十倍的东西
Which is 120,000.
就是一百二十，就是十二
万。But he says
120,000.
Only one invoice.
他说只有开
单就可以。God moved that person.
你看神鼓励的那一个
人。Make you a business.
感动人，跟他来做这个生意。
That is why, in the end, cut the story short. He made me his 3M company.AVA consultant.
后来呢，他就
Audio Visual Aid.
他就给我做他的公司的顾问。
To do all those PowerPoint and the transparency.
就是要做这一些影音的东西。
I'm accessible to his office. Just the whole room is just AVA machinery.
我什么时候我都能够到公司里面，他的公司里面拿所要用的东西。
And he gave me a lot of gift.And I can access to all his product free.
所以他又就给我他的产品当作礼物送给我。
One day he called me again.
有一天他又再叫我。
In the north zone of Malaysia of 5 states.
在这个北马的地方。
I noticed you are the only science and maths teacher. Use so many projector, so many transparency. I want you to make one set of science, AVA.30 set, and I will sell 600, I will give you 300.
所以他就说了，他看到我在教书的时候有用了这许多他的产品，所以呢，他就是想说，利用我所做的，他要给我300块钱。
But I will sell 600 in the market.
他说他在市场上他会卖到600。
Brother,
我说弟兄
Keep your money
你 那个要给我的钱你收起来吧。
So you organize another conference.
所以呢后来呢就有一个会议。
All the principal of primary school who speak Bahasa Malaysia.
所有在小学的校长他们都是讲马来语。
And I went there to introduce the 3M AVA product.
我就为
着他。As a consultant.
我就是因为是一个顾问我就代表就是去
宣传他的影片。Wow, his business prospered!
他的生意呢就越来越多。
2 years down the road, I migrate and he cried.
当我移民的时候他就哭了。
Can you see?
你看到。
When God revealed his generosity,
所以当神很丰富的祝福我们。
We give more to God,
我们讲更多的给神。
God bless even more,
神会给我们更多。
We give to God,
那我们也会献给他。
People's need are met, God is glorified.
所以当人的需要得到供应的时候，神就得到荣耀。
Not glorified, the 3M general manager.
我不是说这一个 3M 的经理他得荣耀。
Today his whole family came to the Lord. In the church.
今天在教会里面，他的全家人都已经信主了。
He gave me a lot of farewell gift and I migrate. So much so I had to use a ship to cart in all the gift, even the computer table.
所以他也送我移民的时候，他也送了我许多的礼物。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹。
My final summary.
最后的时候我们要来讲。
As a math teacher, I use this subset. Very easy. First, the yellow one is The love of God.
黄色的就是神的爱。
Do you believe God loves you?
你相信神爱你吗?
I believe God loves me.
我相信神爱我。
I believe God bless me.
我相信神有祝福我。
And I believe God cares for me.
我知道神有关怀我。
If you have God's love and God's caring,
假如你有得到神的爱和神的关怀,
you have this middle section. 看这边，Grace。You have this middle section.
你就有中间这一个部分。
I want you to have God's love.
我希望 I want you to have God's caring for your life. 得到神的关怀。
Then what do you have here?
在这个重叠的这个部分。
God will nurture you.
神就会培育你。
Some Christians never grow.
有些基督徒不能够成长。
They never allow God to nurture them.
因为他们不让神来引导培育他们。
Some Christians grow.
有些的基督徒不断的成长。
God has grown my prosperity in Malaysia.
我在马来西亚的时候，神就已经叫我有成长。
When I need to send money to Australia for my daughter's private high school tutorial fee.
我的女儿当时呢是在这个澳洲私立学校，每一次呢我要寄钱从马来西亚给
她。I said before, 师母 and myself is a salary wage earner.
我们两个人只有固定的薪水。
I said, Lord Jesus,
我就祷告说主啊
，Tomorrow,
明天
，I need to send money to Gloria.
我明天呢要汇钱给女儿在澳
洲。You control everything.
主啊，求你控制。
Cause the Malaysian conversion rate to drop.
所以你就
将
那个汇率呢会减少。
And I said it with faith.
真的，我是用信心。
Tomorrow morning,
祷告。
Call out the Indian money changer in Malaysia.
我就打电话
给。Hey, Abba Wajam, what's happening?
就打给。
What's the exchange rate?
汇率是多少
？He said so much.
他就跟我说。
This is what I want.
我说这就是我获利
了。Enough conversion.The pocket, God know how much I have to send to Australia.
那个汇率刚好是我只有拥有的钱能够寄到澳洲给女儿读书。
I can ask God in ways that He deemed to be good for me.
我向神求的是神认为对我是有好处的。
Lord, you nurture me with the power and the principle of your word.
神常常用他的话语来培育我。
I believe.
我相信。
I never doubt.
我没有怀疑。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
You need another area.
还有另外一个部分。
You need to have the fellowship.
我们需要团契。
So if you have the love,
所以假如你有爱。
If you have the fellowship,
你有神啊，你有啊。
What do you have here?
团契。
Can you see? I show you. You have love. You have fellowship. What do you have here?
团契。还有这一个部分是什么呢？
Can you guess?
你们能够猜一猜吗？
William, Simon, what can you have?
你还需要什么呢？
You are intimate with God. Relate to Him.
Yeah, 你就能够跟神有连接。
So when you pray,
当你祷告，
God says, I honor your prayer.
神说，我看重你的祷告。
I supply your prayer.
我在你所求的质量
答应你。And if you have fellowship,
当你有了团契
and you have caring,
你有了得到关
怀 what do you have here?
这里你要什么呢？
You understand.
你就得到了解。
Yes, I understand your word.
你就能够了解神的话。
So God is love, God is caring,
神是爱，
God wants us to fellowship to the Holy Spirit.
神要我们跟圣灵有交通。
And we want to love Him.
我们要爱他，
we want to fellowship with him.
我们能够跟他连接。
And you want to care what do you care? Care what the church need.
Yeah, 我们就能够关心到教会的需要。
So this Sunday, next Sunday, you prepare your love offering.
所以下个星期，
doesn't matter who share the love offering.
下个星期，请你们就预备你们的爱心奉献。
I pray, Lord, release blessing over the church.Tell them how much they can give for the church building.
所以我就要祷告了，求主亲自来感动你们，为这建堂来祷来奉献。
A lot of people come and tell the pastor, but tell me.
很多人跟我说，
I don't see the land, I don't see the building coming up, so I hold on my giving.
说哦，我还没有看到买到的这个地还有这个建筑物
which is true
yeah, 所以呢我把要奉献的我先自己保留
I want you to have a concept of King David this morning
今天早上我要你们好像大卫的看法
Eventually you have God's love you have God's caring you have God's blessing you have God's 祝福 blessing
in the middle 你就会得到个人的从神那里得来的祝福
You need three elements to be blessed.
你需要三件事。
I need three elements to be blessed.
我要得到祝福，我要神给我三样事。
My grandchildren, my next generation, I need to start the same thing.
所以我自己从我要先开始。
Then God will bless us.
这样子主就神就会祝福我们。
Amen, ma.
Amen, ma.
God.Is a wealthy God. Say to the next person.
跟你旁边的人说，我们的神是丰富的神。
You are blessed. I am blessed.
你的祝福我
得。We are blessed.
我们全部的人都祝福。
Let's sing the last song.
我们来唱最后一首诗。